Eels legend. And that's what he is, one of the best in the blue and gold. Brett Kenny joins us. G'day, Bert.
Hey, Gidgey, how you doing?
Good, thank you, mate. What's your view on all of this? I know that you have called for an Eels board clean out, that this has been pretty embarrassing for the Parramatta Club, and there's no doubt, there's no other way around it, that it has been embarrassing.
Well, it certainly has, and I mean, the club really has become a bit of a laughing stock in the NRL. I couldn't believe when I heard that, you know, what was actually in the contract where a player is able to leave and take with him $1 million. Now, I really don't understand that. And when you look at that, as far as I can see, and I'm only assuming here, that I assume that the CEO of the football club does the negotiations with the player and his manager. He then passes the contract to the board of directors and the chairman of the board, and they have a look, they oversee it all, and then when they sign off on it, it gets given back to the manager or the player to sign. And as I said, I'm assuming that's what happens. If that is the case, well, when you look at this contract and the way it was done, the CEO's already resigned. I think you've now got to look at the chairman and the board of directors, and they've got to look at going themselves.
Yeah, it's incredible. They're trying to reclaim some of what's happened, but it is an incredible situation. The factions out there, Bert. Now, Steve Sharp, the chairman, was a former teammate of yours. Do you talk to Steve?
I haven't spoken to him for months. I haven't spoken. I actually don't have anything to do with the place anymore. So, I just sit back and watch what goes on, and unfortunately, in watching a place that was once a great club and a wonderful club and a club that won a number of premierships, suddenly now starting to disappear.
Well, yeah, become irrelevant. And they've got plenty of money. They've got a big junior area, and they're not firing a shot. There's no doubt about that. Why are there so many factions out there? Why do we have such a battle at boardroom? And it appears as though, even at coaching level, there is this animosity. Why is this?
But I don't know. I haven't got the answer. I often ask the question myself. I wonder what has Parramatta Leagues Club got that makes these people, these directors, when it comes time for re-election, want to stay and try and dig up dirt on people that may be running against them. It becomes an absolute joke, really. I just can't understand what it is that makes these people want to stay where they are. And I just think when you look at over the years what's happened, surely the people on the board would look at it and say, you know what, we probably haven't done a real good job. We probably deserve to be voted out, and just leave it at that. Let the fans or the members of the club speak for themselves and do their own voting, and not try and convince them that this person's no good or that person's no good. But they don't. They always seem to try and dig up some dirt. And as you say, there's a lot of factions out here. And it just makes me worry. I really don't have an answer. And I often ask the question myself.
Yeah, look, because there is a democratic election for board members to get re-elected and all of those things. But the way it is, it's a small sample that actually votes. Brett, and this is a problem in itself. But they had a bloke there, and we'll go the Macquarie chief, the former Macquarie chief, Bill Moss, who's obviously a very good business person, could lend his acumen, and apparently that was effectively just thrown back in his face as well.
Yeah, and John, that's one thing I was astounded with. I met Bill. I don't really know him all that well. I met him one night at a function for Parramatta and was very impressed with the way he spoke. And I actually said to him, it'll be nice to have someone like him there and to help the club and progress forward. And you know, within months, suddenly he's gone. And I'm thinking, well, what are these people doing? I really think there's a lot of egos involved around the place. And not that I know, but I just believe that to be the case. And it's just amazing when you got someone like that was prepared to help and wanted to do that. And as you say, it just blew up in his face and they just didn't want to have anything to do with him in the end.
Now, today we had Brad Arthur, we're informed by this letter to the members from Steve Sharp and the board that there is no threat to the position of the head coach, Brad Arthur. Is Brad Arthur the right man to be coaching Parramatta?
I think so, yeah. You know, I think, look, he's had a bad season at the moment, but he had a good year last year, his first year, and his second year hasn't really been all that good. I don't know how many more years he's got, but I do believe you've got to let the coach see out his term. As I said, he's having a bad season at the moment, but you've got to give him another opportunity. And I don't think, you know, there should be any talk of Brad Arthur being told to go. But it's not a real good thing when you've got the chairman saying that there's no threat, because we all know what happens then.
Yeah, we do indeed. Well, we'll see how this plays out, Brett. You wouldn't expect, or if you... Now, you were a star. You were the best 5'8 in the history of Parramatta. Kieran Foran, that's basically what they wanted him to do, to come there and start a new era for Parramatta. If you were Kieran Foran, would you go to Parramatta?
Not now, no.
Okay, so... And he said yesterday there is a mistrust now, so that's understandable.
Well, exactly. I heard him say that, you know... They've treated him with no respect, and that's exactly right. And, you know, look, I agree with what Daniel Anderson has supposedly said about the contract. It is a ridiculous contract. But to me, I would have honoured the contract. I would have said, that's it, we're going to have to go through with it, even though Daniel Anderson had nothing to do with it. And I think he's now in there as a caretaker CEO, whatever, but... But I would have said we'll just have to honour the contract, but at the moment they're just showing.
What was worse, I think, Brett, and we're talking to Brett Kenny, former Parramatta legend, 5'8", and it's the same position as Kieran Foran, so that is ironic as well. But Brett, what is the most puzzling thing about all of this is the fact there was one contract signed by Kieran, not signed by Parramatta. They then sent in another one that they obviously just took the numbers down, took out the clauses, didn't even sign it. It was amateur hour. That's what I find the most incredible thing.
Yeah, they're very unprofessional, and that's what I say. Like, to me, they should have honoured the contract from the word go. If it was put in, yes, it may have been a mistake. Someone else has taken over, and they look at it and go, you know what, this is ridiculous. And I think majority of people, even the man in the street you talk to, he says, why would they give him a contract like that? But anyway... It happened. To me, you've got to say we've got to honour it and let's move on and do that. But as you say, they've come up with another contract and now they're probably going to lose a player that they, at least when the elections were on for the new board, they used that and said, well, we've got Kieran Foran and if there's a change in the board, he may not come. Well, you know, he may have still not come now because of all this.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're calling for a clean-up. We'll see what happens, Brett. It's going to be fascinating stuff, but it's a bit disappointing that we always seem to be talking about things off the field, isn't it? Not just with Parramatta, but all sorts of other issues.
Well, yeah, but in particular, Parramatta of late, it sort of hasn't been too much on how well they've been doing on the football field. It's how poorly things have been done off the field, and that's something that's, you know, it's a real shame to see that because it was once a great club and won so many premierships and... players wanted to play there. They wanted to go to Parramatta. I dare say now, you know, a lot of players will probably look at it and say, no, I wouldn't want to go near the place.
Appreciate your time, Brett. Thank you.
Thanks, Gibbsy. See you, mate.
There he is, Brett Kenny.